We're at the Sir Chris Hoy Velodrome in Glasgow. It's the Commonwealth Games 2026. I'm sitting with the gold medal winner, Neil Fackie, for Scotland. Well done, Neil.
Thank you. Yeah, this is not quite what I expected to happen today, but these days are pretty special, especially in this venue.
Now, when I spoke with you back at the Paris Games, the Paralympics, you were saying it was getting tougher, but here you are with a gold medal.
Yeah, truth be told, I walked away after Paris. I'd essentially retired from the sport. I wasn't enjoying it anymore, and I had an opportunity to get a full-time job, and I thought, you know what? It's time. So I started working full-time. Obviously got my son, who's 3 years old, and didn't really have time to even keep overly fit. I left British Cycling, and then someone mentioned the opportunity. I knew this event was on, obviously, and someone said, you know, do you fancy it one last time? And I said, I don't think it's going to happen. I'll go away on holiday and I'll let you know. And I came back and I kind of spoke to myself and I said, would you be okay coming back and just saying farewell and not being overly competitive, you know, just being in the mix? And I decided I was okay with that. We'll give it a crack. And lo and behold, like, to come back to this stage to actually be medal competitive blows my mind. To actually win the gold, staggering.
I mean, there wasn't much in it. I think it was something like half a second he took the gold. But, you know, that's quite a big gap in cycling.
Yeah, and we knew... So I'm riding with Aaron on the front, and he's literally hadn't ridden a tandem really until the start of this year. He's brand new to the event. So the first few... Well, even a couple of months of training together, we only really started in March, was a case of him learning how to handle the bike. And it was kind of quite uncomfortable at times that he, you know, he needed to learn how to cope with it. But things just started to click. They started to come together. And yeah, I just didn't envisage we'd get to a point where we actually really were medal competitive. If I'm honest, I can't even remember your question. So I'm gonna ramble on like I often do.
I can't believe you said you were going to retire. You decided to come back. You've got a gold already.
Yeah.
I mean, that is some going. I mean, how do you keep yourself in shape to do this? Because it's no mean feat to be out there breathing the power. You want to eat as well.
Yeah, like, I've not been training that much. So I've been very fortunate working with Amazon. I got a job there. And they gave me one day a week when I said, I'm going to try this. And they said, one day a week. You go off and train at the velodrome, and the rest of the time I kind of have to be working, making up my hours. So that one day a week I was riding with Aaron, but beyond that, not doing that much training. I try to fit it in at home when I can, and I'm in a very fortunate position that I've obviously held on to quite a lot of that work I'd put in pre-Paris, but not enough, and I really didn't think I could be back at this point. But I've just really enjoyed the experience, and I think there's a lot to be said for being happy and enjoying what you're doing can help you find that extra something. And the extra something really today was, again, having my son in the crowd, Fraser, who's three now. He was cheering me on, and he's all I thought about in the last two laps when it was really tight, as you mentioned before, that race. And we were behind after two laps, and it was only the last couple of laps where we dug in deep that we took the time back, and we won it, as you say, by half a second. So that motivation proved to be integral, really, to getting through and crossing that line at first.
In competitive cycling, I mean, you've got gold and silver coming out your ears, I think, so far. What has that made you think now about going forward?
I think in reality, I always said this was going to be it. I'm pretty confident this is going to be it. I never want to be that guy who says, ultimately, never again, because you never know what opportunities do come. But I can see me doing another bike race beyond Saturday. And I've come in with that mindset that you make the most of this, you enjoy this experience because you will probably never get to do this again. And yeah, I mean, you can't top it, can you?
And some people say that, you know, it's great being at the Paralympics, it's great meddling there, but there's something special about all World Games. You'll listen to yourself, it's got fit on. Does that make it extra special?
Yeah, in many ways. I've always found the Commonwealth Games more enjoyable. I think there's a slight more relaxed approach to it in the Paralympics. And as a very, very proud Scot, obviously pulling on the Scottish kit is special to us. I love racing for GB, I love racing for Scotland, but to stand on the podium with a full Glasgow Velodrome singing the national anthem, tell me any way you can top that, because I'd be chasing it for the rest of my life, because it's just incredible.
Well, we'll listen, best of luck with the rest of the race, and whatever you decide to do in fight, and fight to a champ with the Bernard IV Canadian Radio.
Thank you, always a pleasure. Hopefully speak to you again.